An alleged member of an outlaw motorcycle gang is due to face court in Maroochydore today. Police allege the 41-year-old entered the emergency waiting room of Gold Coast University Hospital on Sunday night, where he violently assaulted another man who was unknown to him. The accused was located on Monday afternoon in Caloundra and was taken into custody. The 41-year-old is charged with assault occasioning bodily harm, breach of bail, willful damage, unlicensed driving and failed to provide a specimen of breath. A plea from lifeguards to stay between the red and yellow flags if you head to the beach this Australia Day. It follows the death of a 27-year-old woman who tragically drowned at Bullcock Beach at Caloundra on Sunday afternoon. The Brisbane local had been visiting the coast with a friend to celebrate her birthday. Meanwhile, the search for a missing swimmer off Noosa North Shore on Monday was unsuccessful. A 21-year-old man and his brother entered the water at Tiwa Beach on Sunday afternoon before they became caught in a rip and were swept out to sea. One of the men made it safely back to shore. However, despite a large-scale search involving lifesavers on jet skis, the rescue helicopter and drones, there's been no sign of the 21-year-old man. And car crashes were the most common call-out for the RACQ Life Flight rescue helicopter across the Sunshine Coast last year. The local chopper was called to action 71 times. Lauren Cooney from the RACQ says it's a disappointing figure.
Last year, we had 299 people tragically killed on Queensland roads. It was our worst road toll in more than a decade. We know that overwhelmingly the fatal five account for so many of these fatal crashes. That's speeding, drink and drug driving, distraction, fatigue, and not wearing a seatbelt.
While the Sunshine Coast-based crew helped 448 people and spent 673 hours in the air. The critical missions cost about $11.2 million, but came at no cost to patients.